Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands. This is the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network out of San Francisco. The sun never sets upon it, and other ways of listening to the show. First and foremost, another network. Even greater. How's that possible? But it's true. American Forces Network, that storied franchise, all the great talent over the years, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. And I know it's hard sometimes during this holiday period to be away from home, so we definitely appreciate all the brave men and women out there in uniform who allow us to do this for Volney and Mirth. So thank you. We're also on Sirius XM. Channel 211. That's the Dan Patrick channel, y'all. And 211 in progress. Great to be on Sirius XM as I was in the early days, and it's good to be back on 211. As I said, you know, these sports talk networks, we always stream through SBNationLive.com as well. We're on SportsByline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, Rick@SportsByline.com. Use the email address to request a cheat code, which I do at the end of the show. And also, I give away a brand new game via the email address as well. That's at 40 after the hour. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. Those are all apropos applications for receiving the programming. And CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2. We'll get into the new releases whenever there are new releases, usually on Tuesdays. Those go to the top shelf, and other games move down. Sometimes they get a discount as well. But I want to hear from you, 1-800-878-PLAY. It's the number to call. Don't write it down, dial it up. I want to hear from you, my unpaid correspondents, fellow gamers, 1-800-878-PLAY. But we will start off with Lou Diamond Phillips on the other side. He is in Call of Duty Black Ops 6. He is in it. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about his career, what's going on with him as well. Lou Diamond Phillips next. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to be joined by veteran award-winning actor Lou Diamond Phillips. He has a brand new film called Get Fast, and it is coming to digital this Friday. But Lou, I got to start with the big news. I'm playing Call of Duty Black Ops 6. There you are. That's amazing.
I know, right? It's so funny, man, because on Twitter, which I still call it Twitter, you know, tons of people are going, is that you? It's like, yeah, man. You know, I wasn't able to announce it for a long time. And the thing that cracks me up is that, you know, they had me shaved for, you know, all of the sensors that are on your face and all of the motion capture. And then they put a full beard on me. So I look like Ben Affleck in Argo, right? So it most definitely is me, but in a way you've never quite seen me before. So that's a real privilege to be a part of that.
No doubt. That's going to live forever. That's really cool. All right, let's talk about Get Fast, because I like the synopsis. I'll just read the first sentence. When his partner in crime is kidnapped after pulling off a massive money heist, a notorious professional thief tracks the abductors into the territory of a merciless drug lord pursued by dirty cops, low-level cronies, and the crime syndicate's deadliest hitman, a gun-loving and coldly charming psychopath known as the Cowboy. This sounds like a lot of fun and a lot going on.
Well, you know, I might take issue with that psychopath thing, because in my movie, I'm the hero. You know, no, it really does encapsulate all that. It's, you know, kind of a Guy Ritchie heist film, you know, full of just wacky characters, mine being maybe the most out there. You know, the duster, the cowboy hat, the whole nine yards. And when I read him, I was just so tickled by him, because it's like, this guy makes a statement walking in the door, and it was just going to be so much fun to play. And, you know, as an actor, when you get a character like that, you just chew the scenery and pick your teeth.
So for you at this point, when all the movies you've done, how collaborative of an effort is it, especially with young directors? Do you put your hand up and say, actually, I think it'd be better if we did this? Or do you kind of just think, I'll just do what I'm told and read the script?
You know, wow, that's a great question. I mean, I don't I don't think I've ever used the term it would be better, but what I do, you know, sometimes I go, hey, can we try this or can we try that? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times most directors, and especially when they hire an old fart like me, they know that I'm going to have an opinion usually. but I'm also there to serve. You know what I'm saying? I'm there to fulfill something that upholds the script, that upholds the movie in general. And whenever I say yes to something like that, you know, I know that's my job. You know, and I stay in my lane. You know, I direct, I write, I do all those other things. And if I see an opening where it's like, hey, I might be able to, with some, you know, advice or, you know, wisdom from having done it so much, help the production, then I will. But I don't go in guns blazing, as it were, to take over. I mean, you know all about the military. I think there's one general, and you know, you listen to what they have to say.
Speaking of the military, I'm a huge history buff, and I think a lot of people don't know what a stallion Lou Diamond was. I mean, Mr. Leatherneck, how many guys were at Belleau Wood and also at Guadalcanal?
Yeah, exactly. And it's so funny because most people just assume that I made up the name because it sounds like a movie star name. But yeah, my dad was in the Navy, read a book about, you know, Gunnery Sergeant Lou Diamond, and liked the name and named me after him. So it's quite the honor, and it's almost always Marines who know that I'm his namesake.
No doubt. You know, it's interesting here at Sports Byline here in San Francisco. About 20 years ago, one of our producers, he decided he was going to go to Hollywood and be an actor. And he got in a couple of things, but the one that he bragged about the most, very cool, he goes, I got into a Lou Diamond Phillips movie. I think it was called Red Water, and he had like two lines, but he was in it.
That's excellent. I love Red Water. Are you kidding me? As far as shark movies go, it's really good. We shot it down in Cape Town, South Africa, and I got to say, that is the coldest water I have ever been in my life. Obviously, you know, it's a shark movie, so I spent a lot of time in the water. And the director thought it'd be cool that if I didn't wear the jacket over the Farmer John's, you know, where my arms are exposed. Well, that defeats the purpose because the water just runs in at your armpits and it never gets normalized. You know, so I spent the entire time, you know, shivering. It was ridiculous.
So I remember when I was in college when La Bamba came out, and it was so huge. And that's, of course, the thing we know you from the best. And I think it's pretty amazing that even though your very first big breakout role is the one we remember the most, you've fashioned this long, long career. You're still a working actor today. So, and were you afraid maybe you would get pigeonholed in the beginning?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I especially being, you know, a performer of color, you know, there aren't as many, you know, roles that are available to you. And in the beginning, it's like, I want to prove, you know, how much range I have as an actor. You know, I was theater trained. I have a degree from the University of Texas at Arlington. Did a lot of professional theater, you know, throughout my career. I mean, even when I did Broadway, people were like, he's a theater guy. You know, they just don't know these things. It's not common knowledge. And so my first three films in Hollywood, really was me planting a flag going, no, I play very different kind of characters. And, you know, the La Bamba, Stand and Deliver, and Young Guns, you can't compare them. They're three very, very different films and yet very successful in their own right. So I kind of let people early on know that even though I was fortunate to become a leading man, I'm a character actor at heart.
I also think, I remember when I was studying broadcasting, and they always said about anchor men and women, they said it'll behoove you if you are hard to pin down as far as like ethnicity, right? And you think about, you know, Filipino, Native American, Scotch Irish, yeah. And, you know, then people think you might be Latino. I mean, it's just, it's really done you well when that is true, right?
Yeah, it's funny. I've often said the UPS logo is, you know, kind of sums up my career. What can brown do for you? but the beauty of that is, you know, the success with a lot of those other films has allowed me to, you know, quote unquote cross over. I mean, the movies like First Power or Courage Under Fire, or even, you know, Get Fast. The ethnicity does not matter. And I get cast, you know, for what I can do, which is the advice I always give to young actors. It's like, don't become the best hyphenated actor you can become. Become an actor with a capital A. you know, and force them to hopefully, you know, use your talent as the barometer and not, you know, whether or not your DNA fits something entirely right. Otherwise, I'd never work. But, and, you know, and always staying busy. I do want to mention that I have a book coming out with my wife, Yvonne. We collaborated on it. She has done amazing illustrations. I wrote the book. It's called The Tinderbox Underground Movement, and that's actually a sequel to the first book we collaborated on called The Tinderbox Soldier of Indira. And that was a sci-fantasy kind of extrapolation of a Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale set against the backdrop of battle. And it's a little bit like Game of Thrones meets Star Wars in space. As I said, it comes out November 19th. Both are available and on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Very cool. Just one last question for you, and you talk about acting chops, as you say, trained for the stage. When you went to Broadway and you did The King and I in the 90s, and that's a grind. I mean, I can't imagine 8-9 shows a week, whatever it is, over and over, and whoever's coming to you is so excited, so you can't ever mail it in. You always got to bring it. But a Tony nomination, I mean, that had to be kind of surreal.
It's still one of the highlights of my career. I loved it so much, and I did it for 15 months. And it was, you know, you're absolutely right. Every night is a new night, and you know those people paid a lot of money to be there. You know, you can't say, "Oh, I did a great show last night on my coast." No, I mean, when the curtain goes up, that's it. I mean, and that's to me, that's one of the things that first of all, I love, you know, getting back on stage because it reinvigorates you. And you're reminded of the basics. It's like, okay, I got to build a character from the ground up, and I have to be on. I can't phone it in, and it keeps you honest. You know that discipline. So, I try to apply that work ethic to the film work I do as well, and television work. You know, it's all about what you bring to it every single time.
Great stuff, and everybody should check out Get Fast on digital. It's Friday. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lou Diamond Phillips, thank you so much for coming by, man. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I think Diamond Phil's a pretty good guy, huh? Really good guy. 1-800-878-PLAY. Okay, lines are open. 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. When we got the PS5 Pro back in September, there were some Xbox gamers that were green, or should I say blue, with envy, because they wanted the same thing. And even though the $700 price tag was a very unhappy surprise, of course, the PS5 Pro boasts a lot of performance games. And the Xbox Series X is hardly outdated, but with upcoming titles like Grand Theft Auto 6, maybe it'll show some limitations. Now, on a personal level, if you point it out, I could probably see it, but I literally cannot tell a difference a lot of the times. Now, if you take two screenshots, you see how this is brighter over here and this is more defined, and I'm like, okay. Yeah. It's kind of like, is this guy a Hall of Famer? Not really. Look at his stats. He has 7 gold gloves, and he led the National League in hitting 3 times. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. So it's kind of an after-the-fact thing. But for people who live and die on specs, the PlayStation 5 versus Xbox Series X is a never-ending debate. And I bring it up because instead of releasing an Xbox console to counter the PS5 Pro, Microsoft debuted a cheaper Series X Digital. And there were rumors of a more dramatically revamped Series X, but we have not seen that machine surface just yet. And Microsoft has stated that it's prioritizing a system that will become the best console that's next gen. But yeah, I mean, outside of Nintendo, who does whatever they want, and they're not worried about being the best in the spec sheet, Sony and Microsoft go head to head. And there are some people who will brag one way or the other. I got this, you know, I'm an Xbox guy, I'm a PS5 guy. You know what I am? I'm a video game guy. I have all of them. I love them. I don't understand people who buy a PS5 and then disparage the Xbox and vice versa. I guess that's to make you feel better about your purchase. It's sort of like saying, I like football, I hate soccer. Isn't there enough room in your heart for all the good sport? I mean, can you like all of it? I think it's sort of like when you buy a Ford truck to make you feel better about not buying the Chevy, you get that little Calvin and Hobbes of him urinating on the Chevy logo when you almost got the Chevy, but they didn't throw in the floor mats. You know, they both make great trucks, right? So when you think about a console that's been on the market a long time, gamers inevitably begin looking towards the future. I'd say about maybe 2 years in, what's coming next? And it's like, we just got this thing 2 years ago. It just depends how you see. Like, there are a lot of stadia around the world, especially United States. It's 20 years old. It's got to go. Ballpark at Arlington, Turner Field, got to go. Too old. So some critics, the anticipation begins immediately. They're just never satisfied with the performance. And inevitably, developers start to push the boundaries. And then, I always go back to a title called Blaster Master. If you played it back in the day, not he has mine like child from Thunderdome, Mad Max. Blaster Master was a game on the NES, and it was 8-bit, and it looked almost like a Super Nintendo game. And that came right at the end, before we got to Super Nintendo. And I thought, look what somebody was able to do with the muscle, and how they could like rob Peter to pay Paul with the pixels. I'll move this pixel over here and this one, right. But just because you know the console's been out for a while, we have not seen everything these things can do yet. And that's why I thought it was interesting, the PS4. Remember the motto, it only does everything? Well, all these systems have the capacity, if you have a brilliant or clever enough developer, that's going to do it. And so, you know, we're not ready for new consoles. And this is why you get these mid-generation upgrades. And during the lifespan of the Xbox One and the PS4, you know, gamers had the opportunity to boost their performance. You had the PS4 Pro came in November 2016, and the Xbox One X came out the next year. And that whole thing was, we're 4K and an improved CPU and GPU. And then someone said, well, look at these benchmarks. The Xbox One X hardware was superior. But then the PS4 Pro says, well, we have better first-party exclusives. And I'm like, this is an argument that I don't care to have. You know, I want a fun game. I don't care about the pixel rate. But I'd like it to look as nice as possible. But the fun part is the thing that really matters. So, I mean, it's like the person who goes out with somebody really good-looking, boy, girl, whatever you're into, but they're a pretty vapid, vacuous, vile person. Like, are you really having a good time? Are you? Yeah, everyone's saying, wow, you're lucky. They're nice to look at. Yeah, but I mean, is that what it's all about? No. No, you want something real and fun, right? I'm here for your relationship advice, apparently. But the PS5 Pro is the, I guess, mid-gen evolution of the PS5, which, I mean, the PS5 came out right when COVID hit, you know, and I guess we're about 4 years in now. And this is why they were so rare, is that the chip makers couldn't get the stuff overseas, but what have you, blah, 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 because of COVID-19. Well, they say that the GPU is better. They got a 2 terabyte of storage space. To me, that's the most attractive thing really, is the hard drive space. The graphics card says it can do 67% more than the base PS5, and that the memory is 28% faster. And they're going to use AI to use 4K advanced ray tracing. But it doesn't come with a disk drive or a vertical stand. I don't need a vertical stand. But that means, yeah, you're going to need those 2 terabits because everything's going to have to be downloaded accordingly. And yeah, 700 at Amazon, at GameStop, at Walmart, at Best Buy, on the PlayStation.com store, all that stuff. So, I mean, fast forwarding to the Xbox Series X and PS5, Sony is taking the same approach as it did last time. It's just faster GPU. And the support for the PSSR, that's the PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution. That's the way they do the upscaling. And, the console is going to have some upgraded games before. But as I said, the public, that's you and me, did not react well to a $700 price tag. Who has a PS5? And then buys a PS5 Pro. Now you're looking at $1,200 that you've thrown down, and now you have two systems that are the same, and one's a little bit better than the other. To me, the PS5 Pro only makes sense if A, you have money to burn, and two, you don't have a PS5 yet, and you've been waiting. And if you think about during COVID, because of those horrible algorithm, Eastern European, wherever they were, they would instantly buy them all up the second they're available on Amazon or Best Buy, what have you. I remember Walmart, it said in cart, and I clicked it, and it said sold out, and I wanted to break things. Luckily, I'm a little bit mature, and I didn't, but I wanted to. I wanted to smash everything because I got so close. So, yeah, Microsoft right now, I mean, I kind of admire them in the way. I think a lot of people might think of it as lazy or you're stepping behind. But also, I think if you're Sony, you might be a little bit worried too, because it's like, okay, you can have the mid-gen bragging, even though people are forking out $700. You can have the mid-gen exclusive to all these great specs. But when next gen, when you have your PS6 and we come out with whatever we're going to call the Xbox at that time, you know, it's not like the iPhone or PS where it just goes in numbers. We're going to destroy you. We'll have to wait and see. All right. When we come back, I'll give away a brand new game. And also we'll get to the release dates as well. What's new on the shelves around the video game world. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
An American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Order.
Oh, thank you for that, and welcome back. You know that music. It's from Altered Beasts. That was the launch game. It actually came, as we would say now, bundled with the Sega Genesis. Sega! I remember I was in a Good Guys. I don't know if you have those wherever you live, but out here in the Bay Area, that was a... They don't exist anymore, but they were kind of like a Best Buy. And I saw Altered Beast on the screen, and I thought it was a Nintendo game. I go, those graphics are amazing. He goes, no, it's a Sega Genesis. I went, I said, huh? There weren't no internet then, buddy. It was like, I had never heard of it. It's a Sega. But anyway, we've come a long way. It's a great system. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. And I have here for Nintendo Switch. And it's actually not officially releasing until 2 days from now. So I got it early. It is called Football Manager 25, developed by Sports Interactive and published by Sega. Perfect timing. Yes. And of course, this is a Football Manager franchise. You have online versus multiplayer, all that stuff. Here's the blurb. Welcome to a new era of football management. Create iconic moments in your own football universe where only you define your destiny. It's for the Nintendo Switch. Now, this is soccer. And remember, I'll throw this little blurb at you. And remember to use it in your defense. Whenever someone from overseas, especially England, goes, you Americans call it soccer. And it's like, well, you told us that's what it was called. So in a nutshell, back in the late 1800s, when people were playing football, which means a game not played on horseback, it's on foot, has nothing to do with kicking anything. So they're playing football. Sometimes a guy would pick it up and run with it. And you're like, what are you doing? It's like, well, that's how we play. And then we throw it backwards to each other. So they had a meeting to get down to the rules. They had it in rugby. And we're going to pick it up and run with it. We're called Rugby Rules Football, just called rugby. The other one said, well, we're going to be an association. We're going to be Association Football. And it turned into ASSOC. Everything has a nickname. ASOC, soccer. So the English invented the word, and then they got on their ships and went to their empire, which was Earth, and they rolled out balls in South America, North America, Africa, the rest of Europe, and said, here's a sport we call soccer. And then we come back 100 years later and say, oh, you know, some of us like soccer. And they go, Americans call it soccer. You told us that was the name of the sport. It would be like us introducing basketball around the world. And then someone from Croatia or France or Argentina is like, some of us like basketball. I'm like, oh, it's so cute. It's called dribble. Didn't you tell us it was called basketball? All right, I digress. Football Manager 25 for the Switch. I will give it to the person who can tell me what city does Liverpool play in. It is Stanley Park. They are at Anfield. But what city is Liverpool Football Club in? Let me know. Rick at sportsbyline.com. Once again, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer. It's not a trick question. Seriously. Second correct answer will win the game Football Manager 25 for the Nintendo Switch. All right. Sounds good, man. All right. We'll get to the new releases shortly. And remember, now that we're in December, we're going to start getting closer and closer to... we had Black Friday. And a lot of these places say that's when we make... you know, half of our revenue in the year. It's like, it seems like a lot, but We're going to get closer and closer. And then right when we get around the Christmas break, then it's going to go almost completely dark. Because, obviously, these other people working in the video game industry, they are on vacation. They're on a holiday. They want some time off. So it's going to get thick and fast in December. It's going to come in like a lion and go out like a lamb. It's like the march of the video game industry. Another thing I wanted to talk about, the table publisher Arcane Wonders has released a new title from their Dice Tower Essentials line, and it's called Video Game Champion. This was based on the Brazilian version, which of course was in Portuguese, called O Bom Do Video Game. And it takes players back to the 90s. You need to rent games from video stores and then beat them in a relatively short time and then needing to return the game. So using resource management, you'll be allowed to get money to snag these titles while using certain items to maximize your gaming time. So once again, this is a tabletop game. It is a competitive strategy board game for 2 to 5 players. It takes about an hour, hour and a half to play. And you and your other players are 90 kids dividing your time and attention between earning money, studying, renting. Studying, that's not fun. Earning money is not fun either for most jobs. Renting video games, buying game strategy magazines. We remember those. Still have them. Begging your parents to buy you video games as presents and ultimately playing as many video games as you can. Do you have what it takes to rise above all the competition and then become the next video game champion? So one last blurb. In Video Game Champion, players are transported to the nostalgic setting of the early 1990s where they step into the shoes of children balancing multiple activities such as earning pocket money, that's an allowance in America, studying and immersing themselves in the captivating world of 16-bit gaming. From flipping through video game magazines to renting games, asking parents for gifts, and spending hours pushing buttons, the game captures the essence of that era. Mechanically, players navigate through the game by strategically selecting chips from an action grid, each activating a corresponding action effect from the column or line. The challenge lies in managing resources like money, button chips, and IOU chips, adding depth to decision making as players strive to maximize their points through completing games with poker style chip combinations, exploring new releases, and accomplishing various mission objectives unique to each playthrough. Now, I can't think of too many tabletop games about video games that has really captured the imagination of the general public. But I do know I had heard about this game, but they said, oh, it's in Portuguese. So most Americans, as Elaine said on Seinfeld, I don't know no Portuguese. So now it's available in English. So once again, it's from Arcane Wonders and called Video Game Champions. You can try that out. 1-800-878-PLAY. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. Let me get to one real quicker before I go to the new releases. This is from Hank. Hank says, Rick, when is Hori going to release their Steam controller? If you go on to Amazon right now, it says December 16th for this, $60. And Hori, that's H-O-R, they originally released a wireless Hori pad for Steam in October, but it only was in Japan. And there are some dedicated buttons. You can pull up menus in Steam, whether you're playing in big picture mode or the company's handheld, whatever. But just like the Steam Deck, the gamepad has touch sensors on its joysticks for motion controls and mappable back buttons as well. It's a very nice looking controller. You can use it on your Steam Deck, as I said, or just Bluetooth with a USB-A receiver. They say it lasts 12 hours on a full charge, or you can just plug in and just run it off the USB cable as you go. But yeah, it's on And what I saw was only $60, and it's a very, very nice. Now, I'm always a little bit afraid of, like, mad cats, and it's not really mad cats, but sometimes I get a little gun-shy on third-party stuff. But this one is very cool. So after your question, Hank, it looks like December 16th is when you could be able to get that on Amazon. That's the Hori Steam controller. Very, very cool. All right, let's go to the new releases on Tuesday, unless otherwise noted. Animal Crossing Pocket Camp Complete. This is a phone game. So for your iOS and your iPhone, or I should say Google phone. Android. Anton Blast, that is Switch and PC. Football Manager 25, as I just mentioned. We just gave it away on the Switch. Go Home Annie, and it's got a chopped off arm and a bucket of blood. So, yeah, Go Home Annie. It looks creepy on the PC. Go Go Muffin for your phones. Warhammer 40,000 Dark Tide. This is on the PS5. Morkul Regost's Rage. This is on the 5 and the Switch. Talking Tom Blast Park. These are cute little cats for the Mac. The in German Talmaturge, or it's either the Thaumaturge, whether you want to go Talmaturge, yeah, das ist richtig auch, or you can just say Thaumaturge. It's on the Xbox Series X and S and PS5. Barbie Color Creations on the Switch. Boggle Arcade Edition for your phone. Bridge Construction Studio for your phone. A lot of phone games here. Delta Force on the PC. You've got Entropy Survivors. 5 PC, X and S. Fantasian Neo Dimension on everything except the Xbox One. Farmers Dynasty 2 on the PC. Fitness Boxing 3, your personal trainer for the Switch. I never want to work out when I'm playing video games. Some people do. Hot Wheels Race Off on the Switch. Infinity Nikki. This is on the PS5, the PC, and your phones. Little Cities Diorama on the PC. Love Too Easily. This is on everything but the PC, and it's got a picture of a girl looking forlorn through a magnifying glass. Don't judge a game by its cover. Mythwrecked Ambrosia Island, PC, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S. Pac-Man 256, it's on the Switch and the PC. Roller Coaster Tycoon Classic on the Switch. Sky Dances Behemoth on the PS5 and the PC. Songbird on the PC. Stranger Things VR on the PC and the PSVR. Uncle Chop's Rocket Shop, PS5, Switch, PC, Xbox Series X and S. Dogman Mission Impossible is on everything. And finally, Marvel Rivals on the PS5, the PC, and the Xbox Series X and S. Those are new on the shelves this week. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back with the cheat code.
Vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Or to Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you for just a couple minutes, and we'll get you back to the sports talk here. At the end of the show, I like to look up cheat codes for older games. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here is from Skipper. I like that. Do you have a ship? Actually, that might be a Christian name. Don't want to make fun of you. It's a cool name, Skipper. You got to be the captain of everything, though. Skipper says, Rick, how do I get the Beastie Boys in NBA Jam? I love this. I forgot about this. Because in NBA Jam, you used to be able to get like Republicans and Democrats. Just nowadays, I don't think anybody would remember him outside the ones that ran for president. But this is what you do on NBA Jam, the original. On the title screen, press left 13 times. Okay. That'll get you into the cheats. Then go up, up, down, down, left, right, B, and plus. Once again, left 13 times, then enter up, up, down, down, left, right, B, and plus. And you can fight for your right to slam dunk. Thank you for that. Sorry for the cheesy joke. We'll come back next Sunday or Monday, whatever you're getting this. We'll come back, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Rick Tittle. Have a great time playing video games.